Stratford City Council will deliberate on who will be in the group that shapes the development of Stratford's biggest project. At Tuesday's meeting, in lieu of Monday's holiday, Council will consider appointments to the Ad Hoc Grand Trunk Renewal Committee, per the meeting's agenda. The committee will consist of 13 representatives. Aside from Mayor Martin Ritsma and former Mayor Dan Matheson, who was appointed as chair of the committee, the membership will be comprised of residents with a professional background in economic development, accounting, education, theater, design, law, and land use planning. Additionally, a citizen at large, a youth representative, and a member of the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association will be appointed. The Grand Trunk Renewal Project is a big endeavor and has drummed up local interest. According to a city report, public interest translated into many people wanting to be part of the work the committee will do. To capture that enthusiasm and to assist, council is also being asked to develop 5 working groups. Those working groups are recommended to be a partnerships group, finding and working with various groups that will be involved in the project, the University of Waterloo Stratford campus, the YMCA, the city, provincial and federal governments, housing developers, heritage groups, environmental groups, and other special interest groups as may be identified or appear. A vision, planning, and architecture group, mapping out what makes the best use of the whole site and the surrounding neighborhoods. Incorporating this new precinct into the official plan and zoning. A real estate, legal, and finance group, identifying the scope of the project. Looking at every possible source of funding for the project, including support from all 3 levels government, P3s, private and corporate investment, municipal bonds, etc. Establishing a living budget for the project. A communications, advocacy and civic engagement group, engaging with all the stakeholders in the project will be important from the very beginning. Involving the public in the city building will ensure less conflict and better cooperation depending on what is proposed for the site. An infrastructure and environmental group, identify risks and opportunities, provide input and plan for the developments, ensuring they take part with a lease on green practices, sustainability, eco-friendly construction and materials and where possible. Additionally, 2 coordinator positions would be created to liaise between the working groups and the committee. All the working groups and coordinators would be accountable to the committee. All members of the committee, working groups, and coordinators will be volunteers.